Welcome back to another episode of The Bunker with Willie B.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We always could spot. There's something that made you come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Something that made me come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Cause we got.
What a rough month. I swear, we just got into November and things are already falling apart. I mean, we're over 200 cases of COVID here locally, and it looks like we've been averaging almost like a couple a day. Come on, folks, we've got to social distance, wear the mask, and, you know, do as we're told. Wash your hands, stop picking your nose, and don't pick your friend's nose. I could really use some good news.
This morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. You need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today. Can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. Nobody OD'd, nobody burned a single building down. Nobody fired a shot in anger, nobody had to die in vain. Sure could use a little good news today. Come home this evening, I bet that the news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. How I want to hear the anchor man talk about a county fair and how we cleaned up the air, how everybody learned to care.
Yeah, this Thanksgiving is going to be kind of interesting, don't you think? Yep, no social gathering, keeping that number down. I think it's 10, but I'm not positive. But that's going to be kind of hard to do for a lot of families. I know a buddy of mine, I usually go to his place, and holy cow, we actually filled up the VFW one time with friends.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da. And it's all right now, yeah. Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
know, without these hoop houses, yeah, I got it in there. See that? I'm working it in. Without these hoop houses, a garden is only so good. I mean, we need to be able to grow fruits and vegetables. Got to have our fruits. Don't want to get scurvy. Another thing that's going to hurt real bad is, all of you junk food people out there.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural. On down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take time I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Yep, it's going to be hard finding all them Big Macs and stuff if Poxy Clips actually happens. Not to mention those tortilla chips that you love so well. Another thing that I'm worried about, and I'm due. I need a haircut.
When you get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Well, Butte, Montana, just passing through. One thing I just had to do, had to get a haircut, and I was worried for my hair. Oh, I had a feeling of impending doom the minute I stepped into that room, laid my eyes upon that barber chair. There was a macho barber shop. Hair dryers were mounted on a rifle rack. There were no mirrors. The barber chair was a Peterbilt. Barber walked in, he was huge, 7 feet tall, 300 pounds of spring steel and raw hide, wearing a hard hat and chewing a cigar, had on a t-shirt that said, "I hate musicians," threw me in the chair, sneered and said, "What'll it be, pal?" Now, a lot of people would be intimidated in a situation like this. I was not. I am what I am, play my piano and sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and I said, "I'm a logger. Yeah, just in from Coos Bay, Oregon. Been topping trees. Quite possibly the toughest man in the entire world. He said, all right. He gave me a haircut. I walked out of there, friends. My hair was gone. Made Kojak look like William Lee Golden. Yeah, had a tremendous craving to operate heavy equipment. Now, you might think that that Butte, Montana haircut's the worst any man could ever get. Wrong. Well, a few months later, I was way down south. Grits and gravy and a hush your mouth. Hair so long, I'm starting to look like a man in drag. It was then that the sheriff walked up and said, hey, boy, you got too much hair on that head. You better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag. Well, when I stepped into the shop, I realized immediately that I was dealing with a born-again barber. Don't see too many barber shops with a steeple. Had an organ in the corner, a choir. An usher led me to the barber chair. The barber walked in and started saying grace.
Oh, Lord, for these haircuts we're about to receive, may we be truly thankful. Dominus, possum, pox, proboscis, postmortem, et tu, brute, puella, carborundum.
He was sort of half Baptist and half Catholic. Maybe a Catholicist. Anyway, he started cutting my hair and preaching at the same time. I mean, he's a wow man. Scissors and razors are flying around my head. He's talking about the evils of dancing and drinking and liquor and sex and wild women and music and the music business. Then he looked down at me and said, what do you do for a living? Now, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. Working bars and casinos, around liquor and wild women. Hey, I just play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and I said, I run this church for loggers.
When you get a haircut,
be sure to go back home.
When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known.
Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid to get my hair cut. Ain't that silly? I don't know. I just don't like the idea of the lady standing there wearing a mask, and I'm not even sure what the heck happens to me. When I went down to Tennessee, I just walked right in, and the lady sat me down in a chair, and she gave me a buzz. Yeah, here soon I'm going to have to make me another trip down to Tennessee. Been working on that property, and I got a guy down there digging my septic for me. And actually, I was pretty impressed how cheap it was. $3,000 for a septic system. Down there in Tennessee, you know, around Rocky Top, Tennessee. And with all the school closures, it made me think about the 70s, Pink Floyd, The Wall. Here's a version of it I'm sure you've never heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear, sometimes it feels like we're pushing rocks up a hill.
Nasty girl. Some men need some kilo weed. Some men need cocaine. Some men need some cactus juice to purify the brain. Some men need two women. Some need alcohol. Everybody needs a little something, but Lord, I need it all to get my rocks off. Get my rocks off. I'm getting my rocks off a mountain and roll 'em on down the hill. Oh. I may do you one time, and I may do you more. I may turn you into something that you ain't ready for. I might want your body, and I might want your bread, and I might want your mama to come visit me instead and get my rocks on. Here they come. Get my rocks off. Oh, get my rocks off a mountain and roll 'em on down the hill. I dream of chicks to bring me everlasting joy. Sometimes I dream of animals. Sometimes I dream of boys. Sometimes I kill the living. Sometimes I raise the dead. Sometimes I say just screw it all and crawl back into bed and get my rocks on. Get my rocks off, here come. Get my rocks off a mountain.